Hi, and welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes. At our microphones today is Heather Gerald. She is a community supervision officer for the diagnostic unit. Heather, welcome to DC Public Safety.
Thank you.
Okay, what does the diagnostic unit do?
Basically, we write pre-sentence investigation reports
right.
for DC Superior Courts.
Right, and you do thousands of them a year.
Yes, and it allows the judge, the prosecutor, and the defense counsel to be able to see what services the offender may need.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them a background history of their social life, their drug abuse,
mm-hmm.
Education, mm-hmm. military. It's just a full and thorough investigation.
Now, one of the amazing things about the pre-sentence reports, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They are now, again, I've been in the criminal justice system for a long time. They are some of the most complete overviews of a human being who is involved in crime in the criminal justice system I've ever seen. I mean, from soup to nuts of where they were born, where they went to school, their substance abuse history. It's just an amazing overview of that person's life.
Right. It is amazing. And also, it's really to help the offender. It's not for, we don't side with anybody as far as the judges or what defense counsel or what prosecution may want. It is to help the services to be provided to the offender that they do need. So, yes, everything is comprehensive. We do a thorough investigation because we do want the judge and everybody to know, hey, look, this is the life this defendant had, and maybe these services can help him in the community so he can be a better citizen and start having pro-social activities to make him want to do better.
Heather, now the judge is going to be using this as a guideline in terms of how many years to give that individual, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so part of it is to analyze the dangerousness of the offender, and part of it is to analyze what social deficiencies he has. So when he's convicted and he goes to federal prison, because the interesting thing that our listeners may not know, that if you are convicted in the District of Columbia dealing basically with DC code violations, you go to federal prison, and it's been that way since August of 2000. There are no more local prisons for the District of Columbia. So when you send that to that federal judge, and that federal judge sentences that individual to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, they have that and they use that in terms of what prison this individual should go to and what services they can provide to that individual.
Right. It is definitely a tool used by the Bureau of Prisons,
mm-hmm.
and also the judge, just to see what barriers need to be addressed, what services while the defender is incarcerated that will better help him come out and be a productive citizen.
Now, how long have you been a community supervision officer?
Actually, 3 years.
Wow. And what made you get into this line of business?
I worked 8 years in the state of Maryland prison system.
Ah, you did?
Yes, I did.
That's where I came from. What did you do?
Okay, I was in case management there.
Okay, great. Well, that's a wonderful background for doing this.
Right, and I was in case management. I enjoyed writing, but I had to get out the prison because I wanted to be able to help them before.
Right.
To try to cut down on recidivism.
Right.
They would just keep coming back. I would see the same offenders over and over again. I wanted to make a difference.
And that's part of the problem that we have within the entire criminal justice system. The same people coming back over and over and over again. That's why the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency provides not just supervision. And we provide pretty daggone stringent supervision, drug testing. We see our people probably much more than the average parole and probation agency throughout the country. But we also provide a wide array of services, and we believe that's our philosophy, that by supervising them stringently and providing those services, we can do exactly what it is that you're talking about, which is cutting back on recidivism.
Right. And also, it's important to look at them being able to have those services, but also to know that somebody cares about them. Oftentimes, in their household, they do not have the support system that's needed, and they don't have somebody to pretty much guide them in the right direction so they can make changes positive chances to change their life.
And in some cases, going to prison may be one of the best things that ever happened to them if they take advantages of the opportunities while in prison and if they take advantage of the opportunities when they come out offered by our agency.
Right, and we have a lot of positive stuff offered by our agency, but I always tell my own offenders when I'm doing their pre-sentence report, if you do believe that you're going to be sent to jail for a period of time, mm-hmm. learn a skill, learn a trade.
Right.
If you do not have your GED, obtain your GED. Don't just lay still in prison.
Right.
Be proactive so when you do come out in a community, you can make a difference and you don't have to hit the ground just at a stop. You can hit the ground running because all the services that you needed to get that you didn't get on the outside, you could get on the inside. And when you come out, you'll be able to do what it is you need to do and maybe have a better life.
Do you think they pay attention to you?
I think some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I get off the telephone with their family members and talking to them, and you know, sometimes I spend 30 minutes talking to somebody's mother because maybe they will listen to the mother before they'll listen to me.
Right.
But at least they know somebody does care.
And how much time do you spend on an average pre-sentence investigation, Heather?
We have basically 7 weeks to work on it. But as I was telling my coworker on the way here, I basically work on the weekends. Because it is a comprehensive report and it's a lot of information and you want to make sure the information is correct because this is deciding the future of your offender.
Right. And you know, it's just funny because I knew of a mother who in Maryland obtained through the court a pre-sentence investigation report. And she said, this contains more information about my son than I knew about my son.
Right. And actually, you know, and last night I talked to somebody's mother. And she really was impressed that I took the time to talk to her. But I had to explain to her the information that I get from you will help your son. And these are the services that we have had. And you may have taken him from job to job to job. But we have these services to help lighten the load off of you. But with your support and you networking with his new community supervision officer, when he does get out of prison, it'll be a better chance for him to have success. And I'm talking about a defendant that spent 10 years in jail for murder, you know, but he hasn't had the opportunity because every time he hits the street, as far as with simple charges as attempted possession with intent to distribute like cocaine or something, he doesn't see the ability to want to do better because he doesn't have any support system out there. But just talking to the mother to let her know that it is important that, you know, she starts to help him understand, you know, he'll be able to be a better citizen.
Heather, that's a very interesting overview. I thank you for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.